Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start or grow your very own business. Hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, February 4th, 2013, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. We've got a great show lined up for you today, and of course, this is a new week full of wonderful possibilities and opportunities. So ladies, are you ready to generate a great income this week, get organized, make new connections, and accomplish your goals for the week? If your answer is a resounding yes, then I'm ready to encourage you to step out of your box today. As we celebrate the power of love during the month of February, I thought it would be a great idea to discuss the importance of loving ourselves. So, of course, the theme for the month of February is love yourself, love your business. Now, you may be asking yourself, you know, what's love got to do with it with business? You know, if I go in business, you know, I'm trying to understand this concept. Well, love has everything to do with your business, and better yet, loving yourself has everything to do with your business. You see, it is what you think about yourself, your self-confidence, your leadership abilities, the way you treat your body. Everything that you do for yourself is reflected not only upon you, but it's reflected in how well your business is managing itself and also how your business is operating. So, you see, love has everything to do with it. And so this month, we are going to be exploring loving yourself and loving your business. And I want to just give you a rundown on the actual show dates and what our subtopics will be. Of course, today our subtopic is going to be It's Time for the Real You. And you're going to really enjoy that. And then Monday, February the 11th, it's five new ways to love yourself. That's right. I'm always every year giving you new ways that you can reach out to your own self and love yourself, and I've come up with five new ways to do that. And then Monday, February 18th, we have a very special featured guest. We have Donna Satchel, who's the author of the Just Get Serious series, and I so enjoy reading her books because Donna keeps it straight up front and real. And so her show topic on the 18th is going to be how to find your passion. And Donna is going to dig deep and give you some serious information there. And then coming up on the last Monday of February is Loving Your Business the Right Way, and that's Monday, February 25th. So I want to encourage you to go ahead right now and mark your calendars for Monday, February the 11th, the 18th, and the 25th, because it is well worth the time investment and the information that you're going to get. As a matter of fact, I would venture to say that a lot of the information you're going to get is going to help you take your business and yourself to the next level. Now, starting with January of this year, I began to share with you that I thought it would be a good idea for you to go ahead and purchase just a simple spiral-bound notebook and start a successful woman business journal, okay? I thought that would be great because we give so much information out on the show, and I wanted you all not to take the information lightly and forget about it. And sometimes we don't always have everything up on the SuccessfulWomanRadio.com website. So having your own personal journal gives you the opportunity to just reach back on a specific date and look back at some of the information that I'm sharing with you and be able to put it to use for yourself and to reflect upon it. So if you haven't did so already, go ahead and get you a simple spiral-bound notebook. Let that be your Successful Woman Radio Journal. And then from there, you will be able to have, at the end of the year, just a journal full of information and resources that you've gotten all right here from the show, okay? So don't forget to do that if you have not. And for those of you that have, then get ready to take some good notes, get that pen and journal out, because this is going to be a great show today. You know, one of the things that I realized this year as I am setting all of my goals in action and getting ready to take my business, Women About Biz, to the next level, one of the things that I realized that is so very, very important is that not only must I evaluate the business and where it has been and what it is doing, but I also need to evaluate myself. I need to evaluate where I have been at in my mindset and where am I lacking at in the skills to lead my business to the next level. And so I'm going to be talking about that a little bit today as we discuss getting real with you. And so you're going to learn a lot more about that a little bit later on. So don't forget, ladies, mark your calendar for February the 11th, the 18th, and the 25th for 12 noon Eastern time for all of the rest of the shows this month, because it is going to be a good information giver, okay? Now's a really good time for you to click over to another line and just share today's broadcast with another friend, an associate, or a family member. It's nothing like blessing the life of another woman who, like you, wants to achieve much in life. She wants to build her own success. So share the show with her. Simply give her the dial-in number, 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And for those of you that are listening online, thank you so much for continuing to shout out on the social media networks information about the show. You can also give the phone number 347-637-2589, or you can also post the actual internet link to the show where you can listen live on your desktop, laptop, smartphone, or other device you choose. It is blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Again, blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Thank you so much in advance for getting the information out there, for flashing over on another line and sharing the show with your family, your friend, your business associate. It is truly appreciated, and it has truly helped us to grow the show and to get the word out there for all of the women who are so much wanting to be successful in their lives and in their business. It is 12:08 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. Well, if you didn't know it, all of our radio shows for 2012 have now been officially archived on the SuccessfulWomanRadio.com website. So if you visit there, again, SuccessfulWomanRadio.com, and you hold your mouse over Show Archives in the top gray menu bar, you'll see the drop-down menu for Show Audios 2012, and all you need to do is just choose the month that you'd like to listen to and go to it, and there the shows are right there for you to listen at 24/7. So don't forget to visit, again, SuccessfulWomanRadio.com, brought to you by Women About Biz. And I am ready now to, again, ask you some important questions, or share with you some important questions. Now, every year at the beginning in January, I come up with something that I feel is, you know, unique and different about our show, and something that we can do and give you that will help to inspire you and move you to a new level. This year, it is the one-hour gift, the one-hour gift. Five questions to ask yourself daily. So, ladies, make today the first day that you take at least 1 hour of personal time to look at how your day will be successful. Here are five important questions that you should ask yourself. Number one, what results would I like to see in my life and business today? It's so important for you to ask yourself questions, because this is how you discover yourself. This is how you know what you're thinking, what you really want, okay? Number two, have I reviewed my calendar and schedule today? Now, ladies, this is a big one. I'm always harping on that because, of course, at the center of accomplishing any dream and goal is time management, is your ability to manage the time that has been allotted you every single day. I encourage you to review your calendar at least three times daily, that is, early morning, late afternoon, and early evening. This will ensure that you have not allowed anything to slip through the cracks. Now, one other suggestion that I'd like to make is that on every Sunday evening, so that you can keep yourself on track, always open up your calendar, look at all of your activities that you've got going on for the weekend. Ask yourself the question, what are my goals to accomplish by Friday of this week? What are my goals to accomplish by Friday of this week? And are the activities, this is number three, are the activities, the business activities on the schedule contributing to my goals for the week? Are they? You see, we don't ask ourselves that question enough. And then we have all of these meetings, all of these activities lined up, but at the end of the week, can we actually say that we have accomplished our weekly goals? What have we done? So we have to start being more pinpoint. We have to really be more focused. We have to really take more fervent action in making sure that we are accomplishing our goals. And when you ask yourself that question, are my business activities on the schedule contributing to my goals for the week? There's only one or two ways you can answer that, either yes or no, and then you need to go about making some changes on your schedule and fill it with activities that do help you to accomplish your goals for the end of the week. Here's number four. Who do I need to follow up with today? Now, this is a biggie because it's very, very easy to forget to follow up with someone that you've promised something, because as women, we're talkers. You know, we love to talk, and we, as we're in the conversation, we're promising things, and we're saying we're going to get people things, and then we aren't writing it down, and when we get back in the car or when we get back to doing whatever it is that we are doing, guess what? Out of sight, out of mind. And so as a result, sometimes it can be days, weeks, or even months, and unfortunately for some, even years before we realize the mistake that we made in not getting back with that individual. So you always, every day, need to ask yourself, who do I need to follow up with today? You know, one of the things that I suggest in business, especially for those of you who are solo entrepreneurs, and whether you're in a service or a product business, is that it's important to try to connect with at least 3 to 5 new individuals every single day. 3 to 5. Now, where are you getting all these individuals from? Where are you getting this contact information from? Well, if you have a Facebook account, a LinkedIn account, start there. Go to Google and then figure out different industries of individuals that you would like to meet, whether it's chiropractors, bookkeepers, accountants, lawyers. Look up who's in your local area. It doesn't matter. The big thing is that you're wanting to call them, introduce yourself and your business, and then also be sincere in learning about what they do as well, because you never know when you'll be able to refer them as well. So that's very, very important. And last but not least, number five, what results have I seen in my marketing? Again, what results have I seen in my marketing? Now, this question is extremely pivotal because you can do everything right, but if you don't have a good marketing strategy, if you're not consistently active in marketing your business continuously, then how are you to get the results that you're looking for? And so when you ask yourself this question, it means that you have to be upfront and honest and answer it. It also will help you to see, well, what do I need help in with my marketing if I'm not getting results? You know, what do I need to do? You need to keep fine-tuning your marketing until you have a recipe that works for you. So keep that in mind as you're asking yourself that question. And here's something that you may not know, but as I talk about these five questions, the one-hour gift that I call it, every single Monday, I am covering each of these questions and giving you different aspects to them every Monday. So although it's the same question, I'm bringing up different things that you need to be thinking about as you ask yourself these questions. And so, again, my goal this year for you on the show is to empower you with the skills of self-coaching, to show you how to use the power of questioning to take yourself to a whole new level. And so these five questions, this one-hour gift that you're going to give yourself daily, is so important, because if you stick to it and if you take action on what your answers are, you are automatically going to see a difference in your mindset, and you're going to see positive changes that you're taking to grow your business and to grow yourself. So that's it on the one-hour gift. I hope that you guys are enjoying this segment and that you will take this to heart. If you would like to see the one-hour gift and the five questions to ask yourself daily, feel free to go to successfulwomanradio.com. Click on show notes and affirmations in the top gray menu bar, and there it is right there for you. Five questions business women should ask themselves daily. I've listed it for you. Again, I've had some good feedback. I've had people to tell me that they really love the questions and that the questions are really helping them. And so, again, don't think that just because you have to ask yourself these questions daily that you're going to get the same answer, because you're not. You're not going to always get the same answers, and that's what's so wonderful about this set of questions, is that they are designed to get you to move your life forward in so many ways you wouldn't believe it. So stick with the questions and give yourself the one-hour gift every day. It is 12:16 after the hour. I want to thank you for just tuning in to Successful Woman Radio. If you're new to the show, we want to say hello. We want to welcome you, and we hope that you will continue to listen to Successful Woman Radio every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Time. And again, if you miss a show, know that we archive our shows on our show site, successfulwomanradio.com, so you can always go back and listen to them. Again, we have a great show lineup for you today. In keeping with our theme, again, love yourself, love your business, our subtopic for today is it's time for the real you. Pretty deep, huh? Well, you're going to really enjoy what I am sharing with you today. Also, there's a new way to raise funds that's better than a grant in many ways, and I was hoping to get that information out to you on last Monday and wasn't able to get to it. So I'm definitely getting to it this Monday, and so make sure that you share the show with someone. It's still time to flash over on another line and have them to dial into 347-637-2589 or have them to go right online and listen to the show live on their desktop, their laptop, or whatever smart device they may have, blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Well, I know many of you were probably looking at the Super Bowl on yesterday, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was a great game all the way up to the last minute, and even when the lights went out, if you notice, the players were warming themselves up and keeping their bodies in condition and warmed so that they could go right back to the show. And I couldn't help but think about what they were doing and relating that to business. What are we supposed to be doing as business owners? Because sometimes we may not have the money to move our business in one direction, but it doesn't mean that we're not supposed to warm up, that we're not supposed to plan, that we're not supposed to journal about it and be prepared so that when the money comes, we're able to take swift and immediate action. And so I was, everything that was going on in the Super Bowl yesterday, I was comparing it to something that we could be doing in business to help ourselves. One of the things that I compared to between the Super Bowl and business is it's especially at the very end, perhaps in the last 2 minutes of the game, the Baltimore Ravens were really worried there because at that time, San Francisco really could have taken advantage of them and won the game. It really was a toss-up of who could have won the game. And their responsibility and goal was to really block and prevent San Francisco from making a touchdown. And, I mean, if you were looking at the game, they did exactly that. They were very good in executing that. And sometimes in business, just when we think we're about to lose or we think that we're not going to be able to make something happen, we have to really have the spirit of defense and to hold and block and make sure that we don't let any negative thoughts our feelings get in the way of pushing for and accomplishing whatever it is that we need to do. So I love the game of football because it has so many analogies, and we can learn so much from the team sport that we can carry over into our own businesses. So, again, I just wanted to share that little bit with you. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and move forward and talk about something that's fairly new. It's an exciting way to raise money for your business, and it doesn't involve getting a grant, and no, it doesn't involve applying for a business line of credit. It's called crowdfunding, okay? It's called crowdfunding, and crowdfunding is a wonderful way that a lot of people are utilizing their talents to raise money for their business. You know, crowdfunding sites are popping up all over the web, and it's because many people are having success with this new technique. So let's explore what crowdfunding is and how you can take advantage of crowdfunding, okay? So we'll first explore exactly what crowdfunding is. Well, it's the collective effort of individuals who network and pool their money, usually via the Internet, to support efforts initiated by other people or organizations, okay? So let me repeat that. It is a collective effort of individuals who network and pool their money, usually via the Internet, to support efforts initiated by other people or organizations, okay? And it's used to support a wide variety of different types of projects. Everything from people who are starting up companies to people who need money to help with medical funds is quite incredible. And it's a new way of raising money. So you're able through crowdfunding sites to raise money from people that you don't know as well as share it with people that you do know with hopes that they will contribute and join your crowdfunding project as well. So if you'd like to learn more about crowdfunding, I'd like for you to visit the website crowdfunding.com. Again, crowdfunding.com is the official home of crowdfunding, and it will share with you, you know, how you get started, what you need to do. Now, normally what happens, and again, there's more than one crowdfunding site, so I want to encourage you right now that if you're interested in learning more about this, just simply go to Google and put in the search bar crowd, C-R-O-W-D, space funding, F-U-N-D-I-N-G, crowdfunding, and it will pull up a large amount of information for you, and then you can go on different sites. There are some crowdfunding sites that specialize just in small business, and there are some crowdfunding sites that specialize in nonprofit, some in charity, but I'm telling you about crowdfunding.com because it specializes in all three. You can create a personal donation campaign, you can raise money for a charity, and you can also raise money for projects, products, and even your startup business. So most crowdfunding sites basically will have you to sign up with all of your pertinent information. It will have you to create a profile similar to social media and upload your business plan or your summary. So I will say this. It's not just about putting up that you need $10,000 or $30,000 or however much you need, and then people will sign up for it. No, it's a lot more dedication and commitment than that. It requires you to really be prepared before you even sign up on the crowdfunding site, which means that you do have to have a business plan, and you do, or a strategy or a summary, and you do have to have some type of financial projections often. And often they like for you to already have your website up so people can go and look at it and see if this is something that I really want to invest or donate in. So, again, I want to encourage you to learn more about crowdfunding, and I'm very excited to present it to you because it's a great way to raise money for your business. And, you know, for a long time, grants have been such a big hoopla, you know, in the business community with women, but grants are far and few between. And while it's not impossible to get a grant for a for-profit business, it is very rare. And for nonprofits, grants isn't even the number one way to raise funding for your business anymore. It's either by crowdfunding or some type of fundraising activity. So, again, this is something that you need to look at and take serious and consider of how you're going to take advantage of this particular type of fundraising for your business. So, again, make sure you visit crowdfunding.com. I hope you've enjoyed this segment of business information that I'm giving you. For those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to Successful Woman Radio with me, Trina Newby, your host and success coach. Well, I have another question that I'd like to ask you, and that is, yes, I'm getting ready to say it, have you finished your business strategy for 2013? I mean, finished, this means do you actually have it written down on paper? You know, I continue to ask that question because I myself am still working on a couple of things that I have to complete on my business strategy. But the one thing that I do know is that it is challenging often to do your business strategy. And so I want to encourage you to not let it overwhelm you, but to just simply, first of all, just take a couple of hours out of your week, on put it on your schedule, to just sit down with a pen and a piece of paper and just say, okay, here are three questions that I need to ask myself for this business. Number one, did I generate a profit last year, yes or no? Okay, if I didn't, why not? Number two, are the products and services that I offer in demand for my customers? Or do I have some services or products that nobody's even asking for? You know, let me evaluate that. And then number three, where do I really want to see my business this year? What do I want to accomplish financially? What do I want to accomplish as far as my business reputation, getting the word out there about the business? And what do I want to accomplish for myself? That's a three-part question for number three. So come on, ladies, do it. You can make it happen. You can create a business strategy. Now, this is why I am so adamant about you having a business strategy. First of all, it's very, very difficult to plan for even 1 month of your business. It's even difficult to give yourself that one gift every day if you don't have your business strategy. Because what really works for a business is when you have set some strong goals for the whole year or at least for 6 months, and then you can back up and create to-do items that are going to support those goals for the month and for the week and then for the day. Otherwise, you might be working backwards, and that can cause a lot of problems in and of itself. So I want you to remember that, and I want you to work on that. So I want to encourage all of you who are listening today. This is a new year, and I always reset this offer every single year. If you have not had a complimentary Power Talk, which is an energetic coaching session with me that lasts anywhere between 30 and 45 minutes, now is the time to take advantage of that. You can simply go to womenaboutbiz.com. Again, that's womenaboutbiz, A-B-O-U-T, biz, B-I-Z, as in zebra.com. And then hold your mouse and click on Coaching Center. And in the right-hand column, just schedule a Power Talk. Just click on Schedule Power Talk. It will pull up the form. And what I'm asking you to do is to list one, two, or three challenges that you are having with your business. We all have them. And if you don't consider it a challenge, list what you're trying to do that I might be able to brainstorm with you about and help you to move perhaps a step further to accomplishing your goal. So don't forget, go to womenaboutbiz.com, click on Coaching Center, and in the far right-hand column, just click on Schedule Power Talk. Now, we have something new we're doing with Power Talks this year because there are a lot of people that scheduled and somehow you fell through the cracks and didn't get your Power Talk. So we've created a whole new system. My assistant, Lisa, is the one that handles all of that, and we are trying to schedule the Power Talks within the same week time frame that you requested. So don't forget to check your email for confirmation of your Power Talk appointment once you request a Power Talk. I also want to share with you about our time management workshop. We had to reschedule it due to some technical difficulties that were going on with our system last week. And so we have rescheduled it for this Thursday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. So it's not too late for you to register for this Time Management for Businesswomen teleclass. Do you find yourself being busy but you're not generating the income to support all of that busyness? Are you often missing important opportunities because you failed to mark it down in your calendar? What about do you find yourself at the end of the week realizing that you didn't implement important to-do items? Well, I want you to join me this Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Well, I'll just share with you how to identify your business priorities, excuse me, automate many of your day-to-day tasks, gain better focus, and so much more. So if you haven't already, we have a few spots left. Go ahead and register for Time Management for Businesswomen. Okay, I just had to take a swallow of water. Wow, I was talking a mile a minute, so I guess I got too much air in my throat there. Again, don't forget to register. That's all I'm going to say about it. But, ladies, I want you to know and understand that we get thousands and thousands of minutes deposited in our time account every day. And how we handle that is really a correlation to how successful we are. I believe that time management is a major focal point of our success, and we need to understand it and become masters at managing ourselves and how we handle the time that's been given to us. Well, we're getting ready to delve into It's Time to Get Real with You. And so, again, if you've not had a pen and notepad in your hand, it's time to go get one because I think that you're going to really, really enjoy this. Right after this musical intro will be coming up, It's Time to Get Real with You. Well, mostly all women have dreams and goals, and some more than others are able to accomplish them and even set new ones. And for some, their dreams stay in their minds and never make it out to the open land of possibilities. So how many of you listening to the show today have dreams and a passion about something and yet you're not taking action on it? You feel stuck or have procrastinated for months or even years to do anything? Well, ladies, it's time to get real with you. You see, oftentimes we truly can be our own worst enemies. We can mean well when we verbally state that we want and what we want to do with our lives. And then, as though it was never said, we have a tendency to bury it or neatly toss it back into our treasure chest until we're ready to pull it out again and look at it. For example, I have this beautiful leather suit that my husband bought me when he was traveling overseas during his Navy years. In my younger years, I loved that suit, and even then, when I grew out of wearing it, I couldn't part with it. So I folded it neatly and placed it on a shelf in my closet, and two or three times a year, I'd unfold it, hold it up, and look at it, and then think back on my thinner years and how sexy it made me feel. Well, something happened late last year when I looked at it. I said to myself, Trina, what's holding you back from losing weight and getting healthier and perhaps fitting into this suit again? And I had to admit that it was me holding myself back. You see, it was then that I made a firm commitment and decision to go ahead and lose the weight for my self-esteem, my health, and, yes, even my looks. I'm happy to report that since December, I've lost 18 pounds and well on my way to getting back into that leather outfit. You see, for many women, their leather suit is a business idea or a nonprofit cause or going back to school or losing weight and many other beautiful dreams and goals. So how do we get on track, step out of the box, and start being real with ourselves? Well, ladies, it starts with admitting that you've been holding back on achieving in life. We've all done it. It starts with the desire to become completely authentic in all that you do. It starts with honesty and loving yourself in a way that takes you, ladies, to new heights, new possibilities. So guess what? It's time for you to get real with you. Can I get an amen on that? Now, how are we going to do that? Well, I believe that in order to get real with ourselves, we must become authentic. To become authentic means that you must begin with the power of questioning. If you remember, at the beginning of the show, I shared that one of my major goals this year is to teach you the power of self-coaching, how to question yourself and how to pull things out of yourself to help you to move to the next level. Okay? We need to ask ourselves more questions and be willing to dissect those answers in order to find the solution. So here are 8 questions that I think will help you to become more authentic with yourself. Number 1, what are my dreams and my goals? What are my dreams and my goals? This question is very, very important because oftentimes, even though we may have a particular business or be involved in a lot of different activities, it may not be our ultimate dreams or goals. It may not be what we really want to do or what we are passionate about. So go ahead and be real with yourself and answer, what are your dreams and goals? And don't feel like you have to go far out for 20 years, and 20 years I want to do something, or in 10 years, or even in 1 year. Be honest with yourself and say, you know what, I've always wanted to do this or that. Number 2, what are the habits that I have that have been holding me back from accomplishing my dreams and goals? Again, what are the habits that I have that have been holding me back from accomplishing my dreams and my goals? It's important for us to realize that, yes, while we can sometimes be our own worst enemies, it's because there are habits that we have adopted, that we have allowed ourselves to automate within our own selves that are causing us not to reach our full potential, not to reach our dreams and our goals. So we have to really first identify what those habits are. It could be poor time management, poor organization, lack of focus, inability to follow up. You know, there are all types of habits that we have that can either help us or hinder us. And certainly, if we have not been fulfilling our passion, our dreams, and our goals, then definitely there are some habits that we need to deal with. Number 3, what information or skills do I need to accomplish them? Now, here's the other thing. You never want to ask yourself a question, okay, that identifies something that might hinder you and then not go to the other side and ask yourself a question to help you get a solution to it, right? Okay, because then it would be moot point and it wouldn't help you. So what information or skills do I need to accomplish my dreams and goals? You know, what do I need to make this happen? If I have habits that are holding me back, then what do I need? Number 4, what relationships do I need to change in order to accomplish them? Now, this is a real biggie, right? You know, we all have relationships, whether it's with one person or with many people in our lives. Relationships are the cornerstone of life. But there are some relationships that we have that are not doing us any good. You see, yes, there are naysayers out there. Yes, there are acquaintances that we have. From the time they open their mouths, they are full of negativity. Yes, there are people that don't mean us any good. you know? Yes, there are people that are not contributing to our lives in the way that we need them to. So how do we handle those relationships? And which of those relationships do you need to change to accomplish them? So it's very, very important that you take a look at that. Now, I've mentioned this before in some of my other teleclasses and even in some of my private group coaching sessions. And I've had some ladies to say, well, Trina, what if the problem is my husband? What if it's my husband that's causing the problem and it's not supporting me? I can't very well divorce my husband. I love him, and that's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that the relationship has to change. Whether you like it or not, it is going to change you if it stays the same, and it can make you introverted and become a very unhappy person. So you need to look at relationship regardless of who it is and make sure that you have healthy and wholesome relationships, okay? But the type of relationships that you need in order to have others to encourage you is a relationship with individuals who are not there to judge you but are there to honestly listen at what your dreams and goals are. And they don't have to even know how to do those things, but they need to be able to say that I love you enough that I am supportive of whatever it is that you want for yourself, okay? I'm supportive of what you want for yourself. Number five, what environments do I need to remove myself from in order to accomplish them? Now, this is a biggie because there are environments that we involve ourselves in, that we place ourselves in, that actually do us no good. And it could be all types of environments, but to give you an example, you know, you could basically be hanging out with a group of girlfriends that you've known for a long time, but when you all get together, it's all about complaining and griping and bashing, but it's not about how you can move your lives forward. And you've allowed yourself to get caught up in this conversation or this set of conversations, and as a result, it's caused you to think negatively, or it's not helping you to move in a better direction. So sometimes you have to either remove yourself out of the environment, right, or you have to help to change the environment and make suggestions like, hey, instead of us always getting together and, you know, having our usual conversation, why don't we start talking about what we can do to help each other to move forward in life? Why don't we have a vision board party? Or why don't we each help each other to accomplish our goals? You know, let's all set six-month goals and then support and encourage one another. And then when we get together for coffee, we can talk about it. That's the type of environment you need to be in. It's important for you to connect yourself with other like-minded individuals. If it's business that you like and you're trying to do, you know, join networking groups, meet other women that are in business, create your own coffee hour where you pull some business women together. Whatever you need to do to have a safe and secure and supporting environment, you need to do it. Let's move on to number six. What are the fears that I've allowed myself to believe? Again, the question you should be asking is, what are the fears that I've allowed myself to believe? Wow. Well, as you know, fear for women is always the number one answer whenever the question is asked, what's holding you back? Well, you need to be real, up close and personal about this question, and you need to go ahead and state what the fear is. You know, one of the things I've learned about us as women is that we don't like to do something if we don't feel confident about ourselves, about how we look, how we're presenting ourselves, how we speak, how we sound. If those things aren't in check, then we have a tendency to let a fear occur and develop in ourselves, and we will just hold back whatever it is that we want to do in life. And I'm here to tell you right here and now that this year, 2013, has to be a different year for you in this area. And so if you are honest with yourself and you address those fears, then you are going to be able to say, okay, well, what do I need to do in order to help this fear to go away? Now, I'm a firm believer that the number one antidote for fear is action. you have to take action, which is so very, very important. See, sometimes you have to learn how to just strap that fear on and then just tell it you're getting ready to go for a ride. I know that I'm fearing this, but I'm getting ready to take the chance on myself anyway. Okay? Number seven, what are my beliefs about success and failure? Now, this is a big question for me because I am a true believer that whatever it is that you believe about success or failure is directly impacting your ability to be successful in and of itself, okay? We all have beliefs, and we have different levels of belief that are derived from some of the things that I've talked about just previously in the other questions, relationships, your environment, the information and skills that you're lacking, but beliefs are developed based on information that you are receiving, and you are making a choice as to whether or not you want to adopt that belief or you want to reject that belief. It's just that clear, okay? When you are a child, your beliefs are formed by your parents and their habits and what they believe. And then as you began to grow up and become a teenager, you begin to form your belief based on experience and observation. And that belief system grows with you into your adult life, where you form your beliefs based on sometimes other people's success and not your own. So are other people's failures and not your own. So you're still basing beliefs off of information you've received, the experience you've had, and what you are observing. So you really have to ask yourself the questions, what do I believe about success? And where did those beliefs come from? And what do I want to believe? And what do I believe about failure? Now, for the longest time, I used to hold my head down. Oh, my gosh, this business project failed, or this conference didn't work out. This workshop was a failure. I don't think I'm going to be able to do it again. And then I came to realize that the true essence in failure is success itself, because if you can learn from your failure and turn it into a series of bullet points of what not to do, then you can start creating a serious success recipe for yourself. And that's just what I have done. And that's why I always share with anyone that I've ever coached, I let them know right away that you're going to learn from my failures more than you will my successes, because it was my failures that catapulted me into success. So you've got to ask yourself that question. Again, what are my beliefs about success and failure? And last but not least, number eight, what am I willing to do to become authentic with myself from this point forward? Again, what am I willing to do to become authentic with myself from this point forward? You see, authenticity is all about to thine own self being truthful. It's all about you keeping it real, up close, and personal, and making a decision that no matter what anyone else thinks, I am going to be truthful to me. I am going to start pursuing my dreams. I am going to start stepping out of the box. I am going to start getting real with myself. I am going to start allowing myself to be the authentic me. And in that, I'm going to feel more confident. I'm going to feel better about myself. And I am going to just allow my dreams and my goals to burst out of the treasure chest within me and flow into life. And I am going to open up all of those possibilities, all of the things that I could do with myself. You know, I've shared this often on the show, but it definitely deserves to be brought up again. And it's something that I heard Miles Monroe, who to me is one of the most prolific speakers I've ever heard. Look him up on the internet, Miles, M-Y-L-E-S, Monroe, M-U-N-R-O-E. He's an excellent speaker, and he said something that touched my life, and it made me think. He said, the graveyard is full of potential. It's full of millionaires and billionaires never to be seen. He says, but you know, I want that when I die, that I should have no talent, nothing left in me, no talent, no dreams, no goals, no anything is left in me to be buried with me. I want to make sure that it is all used up. That's what I want. I want when I pass away that I have realized the opportunities of my talents, my dreams, and my goals, and none of it is left because I have used them all. Isn't that beautiful? Because that's what we should all want for. We should all want to utilize our talents, our potential. We should all want to claim the wealth that we were born with now, not later, but now. That's what loving yourself is all about. And you know, ladies, one of the things I've learned is that loving yourself is not sometimes always about what you want at the time, but it's about doing what's best for you. You may not want to be good at time management, but is that what's best for you? You may not be such a great organizer, but if you became a great organizer, how much more would that help you in your life? You may not want to speak in front of crowds of people because you continuously tell yourself you're not a good speaker, but the business that you have dictates that you become a leader, you become a speaker. How would that change your life if you became a speaker anyway? Even though you didn't want to, it's what's best for you. What about you stepping outside of your box and regardless of whatever fear you have, you just take action and do what you need to do to fulfill your dreams and goals because it's what's best for you? What about if you remove yourself from the environments that are not good for you because it's what's best for you? You might like conversating with your best friends. You might like hanging out in that environment because it's so safe for you to just sit back and listen to people whine all day. But how about what's best for you is to remove yourself or to change the environment that you are in? And what about those relationships? What about those naysayers that are in your life that are always speaking negativity? When are you going to gain the courage to tell them to stop? When are you going to gain the courage to create new relationships that help you to grow and help you to be the businesswoman that you need to be? You see, it all starts with you taking action. It all starts with you getting real with you. So you see, when you want to be successful, there is no choice. You must become authentic. You must get real. You must be real with yourself and with others. So I hope that these eight questions, number one, what are my dreams and goals? Number two, what are the habits that I have that have been holding me back from accomplishing them? Number three, what information or skills do I need to accomplish them? Number four, what relationships do I need to change to accomplish them? Number five, what environments do I need to remove myself from in order to accomplish them? Number six, what are the fears that I've allowed myself to believe? Number seven, what are my beliefs about success and failure? And number eight, what am I willing to do to become authentic within myself from this point forward? Well, ladies, if you're willing to go through this power of questioning and answer these questions and come up with solutions again, just like the one-hour gift I talked about earlier, you will be able to go so many places, so much further, do so much more. Possibilities are going to be opened for you. The floodgates of success will open to you, and I can guarantee that. I'll make sure that this gets put up on the show notes and affirmations section as soon as the show is over. And now we come to the last part of our show, which is our inspiration and affirmation for the week. And I just want to go ahead and say to you that I want you to let this week be a week of action for yourself. Let no one or anything get in your way of being productive. So the affirmation for this week is this. This week I will take control of my actions, and each move I make will contribute to my goals. I will make new and positive connections, and most of all, hold myself accountable for the things I want in life. Again, this week I will take control of my actions, and each move I make will contribute to my goals. I will make new and positive connections, and most of all, hold myself accountable for the things I want in life. You need to say this to yourself at least 3 times daily. Perhaps when you are checking your calendar 3 times a day, right, early morning, late afternoon, and early evening, you will also schedule to say the affirmations during that time. Notice that it will help you. What do affirmations do? They confirm what it is that you want to achieve within you. And if said repeatedly, the subconscious mind can accept those affirmations and help you to build strong habits, okay? So that's very, very important. Ladies, I've enjoyed being with you today, and I pray that the information shared has motivated and inspired you to move forward with your dreams and goals. Please make sure that you tune in next Monday, February the 11th at 12 noon, when I'll be discussing 5 new ways to love yourself. You're going to really like it, too. 5 new ways to love yourself. Make sure that you share the show. And if you haven't listened to it online before, you know, try it out. Go to your laptop or your smart device and plug in blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio. Also, if you haven't visited the Successful Woman Radio website, it is just at successfulwomanradio.com. You can listen to show archives, and if you can, please make sure that you go ahead and sign up for updates, prizes, and more to receive the Successful Woman Radio e-newsletter, which comes out weekly, okay? Wonderful show today. I mean, I really enjoyed it myself, and there's so many things that I want to work on. So just as you're working on those questions that I'm giving you, I am doing self-coaching as well and working on those questions and helping my own self to grow my company and enhance my life in the best way possible. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby, saying success is yours for the taking. Have a productive and powerful week, ladies. Take care.